Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Juan Diego. Today, December 9th, 1531, was the first apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe to Saint Juan Diego. And when we think about Saint Juan Diego, his life, the apparitions, the virtue that seems to be most evident is that of humility, simplicity. Right? Saint Juan Diego, just a simple, humble man. And this really is probably why Our Lady granted him the great grace, right, to be his messenger to the bishop and to reveal herself and the message of Guadalupe to him. Because that simplicity and humility draws the attention and special love of Our Lady, just as we know that God has a preferential love for the humble, right? From the proud, he sees from afar. To the humble, he gives his grace. And so Our Lady, like God, gives great graces to these simple, humble souls. We see this in the other apparitions of Our Lady. She chooses children, right? At La Salette, Lourdes, Fatima, all simple children. Saint Catherine Laboureux herself, she was a very simple, childlike soul. Right when Our Lady appeared, like a child, she goes up and places her hands on her lap, kneels right next to her. And so, same thing with Saint Juan Diego, just a simple, humble soul. We see that especially in what was the third apparition, when he tries to avoid Our Lady. Okay, he was embarrassed because he hadn't kept the appointment with Our Lady on what I think was December 11th. And so he tries to avoid her. He needs to get to his uncle. He doesn't have time to speak to Our Lady that day. But Our Lady intercepts him. And what does he say? You know, did you sleep well? You know, is that the type of thing you say to the Mother of God? But again, simple soul, right? He's not reflecting, putting on airs, and all of the rest. Simple, humble soul. And then we see, after the apparitions were concluded, chapels built there at Tepeyac, he lives the rest of his life in a hermitage close by to the shrine. And what is said of the rest of his life? It is totally uneventful. Okay? Just a simple man who prays and serves at the shrine. Uneventful life up until his death, when I think he was 74 years old. All right? And yet, the church declares him saint, an example for us to follow. And so, in Saint Juan Diego, we have a great example, simplicity, humility, and we should add just this filial relationship with Our Lady, son of Mary, Saint Juan Diego. Right? So again, perfect example for those of us who are consecrated to Our Lady. The relationship of sons and daughters that we should have with our Blessed Mother. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Et Jesus.